You don't want to miss this episode of PMK. There's no monkeying around.
I go to the airport to see how the fastest bird in the world protects airplanes.
Wow!
I get up close and personal with one of the smartest and coolest mammals in the sea. The dolphin.
Can I touch her?
No, don't reach out and touch her yet. She doesn't know you at all.
Charlie shows how to be the boss of your dog.
These dogs don't want to listen to me.
And I go to Hollywood to find out what it's like to be a furry actor. You know, I like animals and all, but the fact of using them for TV, it's pretty out there.
Yeah, I... Hey!
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
And this episode of Popular Mechanics for Kids is for the birds.
And for the dolphins, and for the dogs, and for the turtles, and...
I think they get the idea.
We're here at Granby Zoo near Montreal, and we'll be going to all sorts of other places, too.
Hey, Tyler, if you could talk to animals, what would you say?
What kind of animal?
I don't know, goat?
I'd say...
Forget it. What are you eating?
Chicken. You want some?
Maybe you shouldn't be eating that here.
Why not?
Tyler, put down the chicken. But it's so crispy. Bullet, eyes 10 times more powerful than a human's, able to kill its prey in midair. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a bird.
It's a peregrine falcon. It's calm right now. That's because it's wearing the special hat. But once you take it off, its true hunting nature will come alive.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi. This is Mark. We're at Montreal's International Airport. Mark's an air traffic controller of a very special kind. Most air traffic controllers keep planes from other planes. He keeps birds from other planes, using the Falcon. So how do you use the Falcon to
get... Wait a second. Got a call.
Falcon 437, normal ground.
Gotta get back to my truck. Gotta get more information.
Falcon 437, ground. We have reports of a bird activity close to the threshold of runway 24 right.
Roger, 24 right.
On gravel.
Hey, what's wrong?
Well, Tyler, we just got a call, and we're going to have the birds in action.
So why are we trying to keep birds away from him?
Imagine, Tyler, an elephant running into a parked car. That's what it feels like when a bird hits a plane's engine.
So what does the falcon do?
All the other birds, like the pigeons, the seagulls, the ducks, geese, they have an instinctive fear of falcons. So when we have one in the sky, they all leave the area. All right, let's do it.
Hey, Mark, I see some seagulls right over there.
I see them, too. I'm going to need help with this, Tyler. I'm going to need you to take the hood off the bird for me.
Okay.
Okay, you can pull it off now. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Falcons mainly use their eyes to hunt their prey, and they have keen vision. Their eyes are as strong as a pair of 10-power binoculars.
The falcon is the fastest bird on Earth. It can dive up to 185 miles per hour. That's 300 kilometers per hour. Falcons are wild birds, so Mark needs to train them so that they'll come back to him. He does that with this. So, how do you use this?
When a falcon is flying in the sky, when he sees this lure swing around my head, he dive bombs it as if he's attacking a real wild bird.
Because he's like the strong bird, the big bully.
He's the tough man on the block.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to blow the whistle. Okay, blow it now. There he comes.
Wow! Now he's gonna eat the meat?
That's what his reward is for.
Is the falcon okay?
The falcon is absolutely fine. He's just a little tired right now because he's just finished a very, very heavy flight, and he pants a bit.
Do falcons have teeth?
Well, they sort of do. On the upper part of the bird's beak, the falcon is the only bird of prey that's got what's called a tooth.
Lunchtime.
And a tooth is used for breaking the backbone of a bird, its prey.
The falcon also uses its talons to grab other birds while it's flying.
Hey! The seagulls are gone. I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, wasn't that great? The Falcon Gibraltar did a fantastic job.
Sure did.
People think showbiz life in Hollywood is easy, but we meet a guy whose job is rough. That's coming up on PMK. Watch any other show, and you're barking up the wrong tree. If you're sick of cleaning out your cat's litter box, you could train it to use the toilet instead. Step 1. Put a bowl with some litter in it in the toilet. Step 2. When your cat is used to that, lose the bowl and use a strainer with litter instead. This means the pee will go in the toilet. Step 3. Cut a hole into the strainer so the poop falls into the toilet too. One day you won't need the strainer. Step 4. Be very patient. You're asking a lot of your cat. How would you like to learn to use the litter box? Gorillas are no monsters. They're actually gentle and they're very smart. This is Coco. She can communicate using sign language. It came in handy when they were looking for a mate for her. Coco watched videos and told them which gorilla she wanted as a boyfriend.
Have you been looking up the gorilla? Gorilla Coco love. Looking. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, a big kiss.
You saw what happened. They were huge and they all attacked at once.
Well, you fought off that hummingbird. It probably thought you had nectar in your nose.
Well, I'm gonna stay here by the water where it's safe. At least fish don't fly.
Unless they're flying fish.
What?
Don't worry, there's none around here.
And at least fish can't walk.
Unless they're walking catfish.
What?
But I don't think they're here either.
And I'm just gonna enjoy my fish and chips in peace.
Maybe we should order a pizza later.
Great! Make mine with extra anchovies.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh no!
Tyler's gonna be busy for a little while. So in the meantime, let's check out a smarter mammal. I've always wanted to meet a dolphin up close, and today I get my chance. I'm here at the Mirage Dolphin Habitat in Las Vegas. There are no shows at the Mirage, but the dolphins are trained to show off so people can learn more about them. And right over here is Nancy. She's a trainer.
Oh, hi, Alicia. There
hi.
You are. Come on over here. Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
Say hi to Duchess.
Hi.
You want to see this one?
Can I touch her?
No, don't reach out and touch her yet. She doesn't know you at all.
Oh.
We really take the time to get to know them. Because unlike dogs and cats, she's not a domesticated animal.
Right.
She's a very wild animal and always will be. And it takes her time to get to trust different people.
Oh.
But I'm sure she'd love to start to get to be your friend. See if she'll come on over here and give you a kiss. All you have to do is kind of lean over and put your cheek out here. Give her a kiss. Give her a kiss.
That was so cool. But she's a wild animal, so how does she kiss me?
She is a wild animal, and she learned to do that. That's the behavior that she learned. And Duchess, being an intelligent mammal, learns the same way that people do. When she's reinforced, she continues to do that. As I get to know Duchess, I learn what she likes, and have just hundreds of ways of reinforcing her. And a lot of people think it's fish, and we just give them fish for everything that they do. But that's not true, because Duchess needs her fish in order to live. So what we do is we find other things that are reinforcing to them. Dolphins love to play. I can give her her toys. They like to play with balls. We have frisbees for them. They're real touchy animals. They like to be touched, so we can rub their bellies, we can tickle their tongues, and each one's different. So I'm gonna have you do a behavior right now. Hi, Alicia, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm real good, thank you. And the behavior that you're doing is shaking my hand.
Oh, now we do that though to make people happy though.
Exactly, and that's the reinforcement. I just made you feel happy because I was happy to see you.
Oh.
Hey, let me show you some of the things that Duchess has learned.
Okay.
Come on over this way. So, Alicia, when we're training more complicated behaviors, we use what we call a target pole. Oh. And that's what this is right here.
Kind of like starting off on a tricycle and then having a bike with two wheels with training wheels and then having a regular bike.
Exactly. One small step at a time.
What are those scratches or marks?
Those, we call those rake marks. Being wild animals, sometimes dolphins bite each other. And most of the time, it's either a mother disciplining her calf or a dominant animal displaying his dominance.
Does it hurt?
No more than a scraped knee would hurt you or me. Very good, Alicia. See, you've already learned how to ask Duchess to do a behavior.
Oh, well, it's not that hard. I mean, they're just like humans. They react to signals like we react to handshakes.
Yep, they do. They react negatively to negatives and positively to positives.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Huh? I got you.
Charlie tries to tame an overexcited dog. It's amazing what you can do to get your dog to obey your every wish and command. That's coming up on Charlie's Tip.
Hey, where are you going?
These wolves are not trained to howl on command. It's their way of communicating. Wolves usually howl to stay in touch with each other when they're apart. But sometimes, howling means what you probably think. Keep away. Wolves are very territorial animals. When they hear an unfamiliar howl, even if it's a poor human imitation, they will respond to let an outsider know he is not welcome.
Who was Pavlov, and what did he learn from dogs? Ivan Pavlov was a Russian researcher who noticed that when dogs heard a bell, they reacted differently than when they saw food. So then he rang a bell at the same time that the dog saw food. After a while, the dog is taught or conditioned to drool just by ringing a bell. Because of Pavlov's research, we know which part of the brain is used for thinking and learning. The cerebral cortex, the outer layer of the brain. Without a cerebral cortex, people couldn't learn, and animals couldn't be trained.
Okay, come on, guys. Okay, how about you? Come on, just do me one little favor. Stand up. These dogs love me. Come on, okay, how about you? Up we go. There's the camera. Show me what the... Just a little bit of enthusiasm, guys. Well, we need you to stand. 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 Or run. These dogs don't want to listen to me. Come back. Oh, you might think that getting a dog to obey your every command is something only a pro could do. But after you meet Ardeth Hasty, I bet you change your mind.
Hi, Charlie. Hey, sit.
This is Ardeth. And who do we have here?
This is Maggie.
Hey, Maggie.
Give me five. Good girl. Good girl.
Give me five. Give me. Oh, yeah, you're a good girl.
Yay. Sorry. Well, that was more like 50, but that's okay. Maggie, come here. Good girl.
Oh. How did you get her to listen to you?
I first got her attention. As soon as the dog thinks you're focused, you start working with her with your hand signals and your voice. Here, I'll show you. Okay, Maggie. Down. Girl, sit. Girl, down.
Girl, sit. Girl, down. Girl, sit. Girl, down. Girl, sit.
Stay.
Hey, where are you going?
First, you have to trust your dog, and the dog has to trust you. After that, you can do anything. Here's a dog for you.
Hey, how come you can't just give them treats all the time to convince them to do what you want them to do?
Because one day you're going to run out of treats, and then you're going to be in trouble. Plus, the dog can get fat. Sometimes I give her a treat when she's doing something new or something hard. But then after, you want to use your voice. Down. Go, girl. Go to sleep.
Wake up.
Go, girl. Yay. So now you have to show them how to down. So you take a cookie in front and put it in front of their nose, and you put the cookie towards the ground. So you say down. If they don't do it, you put a bit of pressure on the collar or maybe on their shoulder. Not too much. As soon as they down, you give them the cookie and reward them, saying, good dog. Here's a cookie. Try it. Now place the cookie in front of his nose and say down.
Down, down, down.
Good. Maggie, stay.
Stay. Now, how do you get her to stay like that when you walk away?
Well, it's called the recall, and it's one of the most important things in training that you have to teach your dog to do.
Why is it so important?
Because let's say one day she was crossing the street, and if there was a car coming and you call her name, you want her to come as soon as possible. And if she doesn't come when she's called, you can lose your dog or you might even lose her life. Watch this. Maggie, come here. Good girl. Come here, good girl. Come here. Good girl. She really likes this. Good girl.
Yes, she does. Well, thanks for the great tips, Arda.
Thank you.
So, now you see that with a lot of patience, you can even teach your dog how to behave.
Yes, you're a good girl, aren't you? Yes, you are.
Oh, too bad they don't make doggy mouthwash.
I'm in Hollywood, California, home to most of the animals we see in TV and in movies. Wonder how they do that? They do it with animal actors, like Sid here and his trainer, Janine.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey. This is a training school for animals in movies. This ranch is the home for all kinds of celebrities, like this guy here from the movie Monkey Trouble, or like Bugsy here, who's famous for his snarls. Or this elephant who was in the Jungle Book. And this pug from Men in Black are just some of the who's who of animal stars. Hey, leave me alone. Stop following me like a bunch of sheep. No, I'm just kidding. They're trained to do that. If you put like milk or some food in your back pocket, they'll follow you wherever you go. It's a good motivation to get animals to go where you want them to. Let's say there's a part for an animal in a script, like this movie. The first question to figure out is what action you want the animal to do. For example, if someone's in a room getting changed and the dog's in the room as well, and if the dog's shy, he'll cover his eyes.
Well, what you want to do is pick the action that's best suited for the dog. For example, Sid 1 here, he's a little bit older, very intelligent, but more laid back. So he would do the eye cover. Normally, when I want Sid to cover his eyes, what I do is I remind him by touching him right here to cover his eyes, and then I ask for the cue, cover. Sid number 2 here, a little bit younger, more active, and he'd do all the running shots to give Sid 1 a break.
Go fetch.
Here you go.
Good boy.
In the film, he dialed 911. But you know dogs can't dial 911, so they did it in cuts. Sid, nudge it. No. Right here. Nudge it. No.
Looks like you have to do it a few times.
Yes. Nudge it. No.
Nudge it. Good!
Training is a lot of repetition and consistency, and you shape it until you finally get the end result.
It's kind of the way I was brought up, except I never looked at it as animal training. But maybe they did.
To make it look like the dog is really dialing the phone, Janine combines the hold it and head down commands, which Sid understands.
Pick it up, hold it, stay. Head down. Good. Oh, dropped it. Head down, head up. Head down, head up. Head down, head up, head down. Head up, down, up, down, up.
You really have to do it a lot of times before you get it right. So you give him something to eat whenever he does something right?
That's his food reward.
Mm-hmm. And then you do a close-up on the numbers and have someone like myself press them. And then, in the editing room, you put it all together. And that's how you make a dog dial 911. Now I get to train the dog to do something. Let's say you're sleepwalking at night out near a lake. One more step and you're gonna fall in. You need to get the dog to grab your pant leg and pull it back, bring it into safety. And I'm gonna show you how it's done.
All right, this is two simple commands that the dog is very natural at. The first one is grabbing, and the second one is pulling back.
Now Janine's gonna be the actress, and I'm gonna make the commands. Now when she gets close to the edge, the dog's gonna pick it up. Pick it up, come on boy, pick it up. Back up, hold it, back up, back up. All right, now she's safe, good boy. Well, did you have fun? Thanks.
Well, that's all the time we have today.
Tyler, are you nuts?
I know I shouldn't have eaten the chicken in front of the birds. And I know I shouldn't have eaten the fish and chips in front of the fish. But this is safe.
How?
It's a vegetarian sandwich. No meat, just plants. See you next time on Popular Mechanics for Kids. Whoa!
Tyler!